بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, inshallah today we will discuss another discourse, a majlis of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Tahmad Barakatuh Mala Aliyah, and the title is Amal Ke Baad Madad Aayegi. That after a person does any good action, any amal saliha, then he will receive the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any person who requires the nusrat of Allah, the help of Allah, first he has to do good deeds. Only after performing good deeds, only after making this mujahada, will he enjoy the benefits of Allah's help, Allah's kindness, Allah's benevolence, Allah's grace, Allah's favors. Hazrat Mufti Sahib quotes a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Dharr Al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله تعالى. So this is a hadith Qudsi, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions that Allah Ta'ala has said. In a hadith, this is called a hadith Qudsi, in which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is mentioning what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. And what does Allah Ta'ala say? يقول الله تعالى من عمل حسنة فله عشر أمثالها وَمَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَجَزَاءُ مِثْلِهَا أَوْ أَغْفِرُهُ وَمَنْ عَمِلَ قُرَابَ الْأَرْضِ خَطِيئَةً ثُمَّ لَقِيَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْئًا جَعَلْتُ لَهُ مِثْلَهَا مَغْفِرَةً وَمَنْ اقْتَرَبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا اقْتَرَبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا وَمَنْ اقْتَرَبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا اقْتَرَبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. What is the meaning of this hadith? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who does hasanatan, one good deed, any good deed, just one good deed, hasanatan is a singular word, he gets his reward minimum of ashru amthaliha, 10 times the reward of just doing one deed. So any good deed you do, a single deed a person performs, it's multiplied by 10. That is the minimum reward he gets. Because in some hadith it is mentioned, then it's multiplied by 70. One hadith is multiplied by 700. And the hadith goes on to say, إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا, many, many folds, depending on how much Allah wants to then give. And that, of course, is how much ikhlas, sincerity the person had, how properly he performed that action, whether it was according to sunnah, not according to sunnah, etc. So, but minimum, person who does a good deed, it is multiplied by 10. Then the hadith says, whoever does an evil deed, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً. So one good deed a person does, multiplied by 10. And one evil deed a person does, he only gets one sin for it. Only one sin recorded against him, not 10. And the hadith says, Allah Ta'ala says, oh, أَغْفِرُهُ, I sometimes completely forgive the person also. So only one sin recorded against his name, oh, in fact, sometimes Allah says, I make him maaf. Then Rasulullah says, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ قُرَابَ الْأَرْضِ خَطِيئَةً, that person who does a whole world full of sins and he does not commit any shirk, Allah Ta'ala says, I will make his maghfirat. Inshallah, we will discuss that part of the hadith just now. So, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib says, Ye hadith, Hazrat Abu Dharr Al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, and say, Marwi hai, this hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Dharr Al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, famous Sahabi. We mentioned many times many virtues of Sayyidina Abu Dharr Al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. One specific point about him, he was an ascetic. He had no love for dunya at all. He cut himself off from dunya totally. So it is mentioned, or sahaba-e-kiram ye durvesh sifat sahabi the. where he was completely ascetic, as we say. He had no love for dunya. He did not hanker after the world at all. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu could not tolerate any other person, let alone himself. He won't even allow anybody else to have any surplus monies by him. More than what he needs, person got extra, he'll say, what are you keeping that for? You should spend in the path of Allah, give the poor, give the needy. Until it became so difficult for people like Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who gave their whole lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whose lives were absolutely simple. They had no dunya in their hearts. But Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu went to that level. Look at his taqwa. And look at his spirituality. Look at his ta'alluq with akhirat. That he could not see anybody keeping extra money. He would become very upset. So finally, they had to actually very politely keep him in a place called Rabada, away from Medina. And he lived alone with his wife there until he passed on. Very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں یہ حدیث قدسی اس کو کہتے ہیں جس میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی کوئی بات نقل فرمائی کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے یوں فرمایا. As I mentioned, حدیث قدسی, that حدیث in which Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says that Allah تعالیٰ has said, and then he explains, or he gives the explanation of this حدیث that we are discussing. Then he says, بہرحال اللہ تعالیٰ فرما رہے ہیں کہ تم کوئی بھی نیکی کرو تو اس کا 10 گنا ثواب میرے پاس تیار ہے. Whatever good deed you do, I have got 10 blessings ready by my side, kept waiting for you. اور نیکی کہ اس کا ثواب کا وعدہ کسی مخلوق کی طرف سے نہیں ہے, بلکہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے وعدہ ہے. And this promise is not from any مخلوق, that you do one good deed and you'll get 10 blessings. This promise is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. اور اس ثواب کو کسی خاص نیکی کے ساتھ مخصوص نہیں فرمایا. It's not if you do a specific good deed, then only you get minimum times 10. بلکہ یہ فرمایا کہ وہ کسی بھی قسم کی نیکی ہو. I said, من عمل حسنة, any good deed, چاہے وہ عبادت فرض ہو یا نفل ہو, whether it is a فرض عبادت or it is نفل, یا ایک مرتبہ سبحان اللہ کو کہنا ہو, even if it's just one time, a person says subhanallah, one subhanallah, for that times 10 sawab. Ek martaba alhamdulillah kehna ho, in sab ka sawab 10 guna dena lazim hai. Allah has made it compulsory upon himself to give the minimum at least times 10. Then Hazrat Muftizah sahab explains, he says, burai ke bare mein regarding sin, Allah ta'ala ne farmaya ke main itni hi saza dunga جتنی اس نے برائی کی ہے. That according to the sin he committed, that's that amount of, according to the bad deed he has done, that amount of sin he'll get. In other words, he said, من عمل سيئتا, whoever did a bad deed, then only one sin is recorded against his name. Ya maafi kar dunga, Allah says, I will even make him maaf completely. When? Yani agar banda ne toba kar li. If the person made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the sin, he committed the sin, he regretted, istighfar kar liya, aur Allah ta'ala ki huzoor nadamat ka izhar kar liya, then in the presence of Allah, in dua, in salat, he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he expressed his remorse, his regret. Ya Allah, mujhse ghalati ho gayi, oh Allah, I committed the sin, maaf farma, forgive me. To Allah ta'ala usko maaf farma dega. Allah ta'ala will forgive him. اس طرح اس برائی کی ایک گناہ سزا بھی ختم ہو جائے گی. In fact, this one sin is recorded against him, even this will be wiped out. اسے معلوم ہوا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ یہ نہیں چاہتے ہیں کہ کسی بندے کو عذاب دے. What do we understand from this hadith? Allah does not want to punish his servants. قرآن کریم میں عجیب انداز سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا, قرآن شریف اللہ تعالیٰ نے very beautiful way, اللہ said, ما يفعل الله بعذابكم ان شكرتم وآمنتم. What will Allah تعالیٰ gain? How will Allah benefit? Or what will Allah تعالیٰ do in punishing you if you have brought iman in Allah And you are grateful for the bounties Allah has given you. So if a person is turning to Allah, he is grateful for Allah's kindness upon him. He has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why must Allah then punish you? Allah does not want to do so. لہذا اللہ تعالیٰ تو عذاب دینا نہیں چاہتے. لیکن کوئی بندہ نافرمانی پر کمر ہی باندھ لے اور اللہ تعالیٰ کو ناراض کرنے پر تل جائے تو اس کے بعد اس کو عذاب دیا جاتا ہے. A person, after listening to all these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding the fact that Allah does not want to punish His servants, he still disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He still makes the nafarmani of Allah ta'ala. He is still ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, he persists in sins. He clings onto sins. He is obstinate, he is stubborn. He does not make any tawbah istighfar. He continues committing those sins. To uske baad, usko azab diya jata hai. After all that, then he gets azab. Aur phir aakhir waqt tak. But Mufti Sahib says, aakhir waqt tak, right till the last few seconds he got in his world, Allah Ta'ala ne tawbah ka darwaza khol rakha hai. Allah Ta'ala has still kept the doors of tawbah open for him. Maut se pehle jab bhi tawbah kar loge, to Allah Ta'ala maaf farma denge. As long as person makes before Sakrat, he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. But of course, we do not know when maut will strike. Therefore, we should make tawbah immediately. And tawbah, such tawbah that we will not return to those sins. Bando ko maaf karne ka qaida. What is the way of forgiving his servants? فرمائے کہ جو کوئی نیکی کرے گا اس کو 10 گنا اجر اور ثواب دیا جائے گا اور جو برائی کرے گا اس کو صرف 1 گنا سزا دی جائے گی یا میں اس کو بھی معاف کر دوں گا. پھر اس حدیث قدسی میں معاف کرنے کا قاعدہ بیان فرمایا. اللہ تعالیٰ has mentioned in this حدیث how Allah forgives من عمل قراب الارض خطیئة. That person who commits so much of sins that is equivalent to the entire world. If a person fills a tumbler, fills water, we fill right till the top. So we see brimful. Right till the top. In other words, the whole world, if a person commits so much of sins, and we stack all those sins together, it covers the entire world. So much of sins he has committed. ثُمَّ لَقِيَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُ بِي شِيَا. But then, Allah says, he meets me in the condition, he's got so much of sins he's brought, world full of sins. Imagine, not a town full of sins, not a country, not one continent, the entire world, every space that is available is filled with so much of gunas. He's come with so much of gunas to Allah Ta'ala. But he has not committed shirk. He has not associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His iman is still in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says, جَعَلْتُ لَهُ مِثْلَهَا مَغْفِرَةً. I will still meet him in the condition that I will forgive him completely. In one hadith, I will meet him in the condition that I will bring world full of forgiveness for him. He has brought the world full of sins. Allah says, I'll bring so much of maghfirat for him. Yani ek shakhs gunaho se saari zameen bhar de aur phir mere saamne nadamat aur sharmindagi ke saath توبہ کرنے اور استغفار کرنے کے لیے آ جائے. Of course, meeting Allah Ta'ala in this condition, he brought the world full of sins, then he makes توبہ, ندامت, remorse, regret. Rajab has commenced. We say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Rajabin, both. O Allah, you give us barakat in this month of Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach Ramadan. We should read this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. These are months where a person now turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we should be turning to Allah ta'ala always. But these are all mawqa. These are all chances, opportunities. These are all bahanas, excuses for us. Already, you can sense the atmosphere is different already. Hey, Rajab, a Mubarak month has commenced. Many people start keeping rozas. Allah give us tawfiq also. But now we got to become more serious. We got Rajab, Sha'ban. 2 months. And it's Ramadan already. As though just yesterday we had Ramadan, Taraweeh and programs. And already Ramadan is on our doorstep. So now we have to become serious and make those last or the serious preparations for Ramadan. Because these 2 months, believe me, it goes so fast, so fast. And generally these are the months where Malakul Maut is very busy also. You ask all those people who are involved in janazah, busiest month they see is Shaban. Allah has made it late. So we do not know when Maut will come. At least we take the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the crux of whatever Muhammad Mufti Sahib has mentioned in this discourse. That amal ke baad, Allah ki madad aayegi. Allah's help comes after we make the first few attempts and endeavors and we strive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person is showing remorse, making tawbah, istighfar, and even though he's brought so much of sins, condition he's got iman. Allah still forgives such a person. The doors of tawbah are open for him. جب تک کہ نزع کی حالت تاری نہیں ہوتی, as long as it's not sakrat and his ruh is not coming out, till then Allah Ta'ala keeps the doors of tawbah open for him. آ جاؤ, کتنے بھی دور چلے گئے ہو. It is so much of hopes for all of us. We are sinners, we are gunegar, day and night. Allah is saying, as though Allah is saying, oh my servant, come, no matter how far you have gone away. Child who abuses the parents and he hits the mother and he does the worst things a person can think of, the greatest of offenses, and when he's thrown out of the house and months go past and after some time the mother has its mercy and sympathy and the father also forgives, and then they beg the child, no man, whatever has happened, you come back, we are prepared to accept you. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it جتنے بھی دور چلے گئے, no matter how far you gone, how far, come, آ جاؤ, کتنے بھی دور چلے گئے ہو, تب بھی ہمارے پاس آ جاؤ, still come by me. ایک مرتبہ اللہ سے, at least once, سچے دل سے, with sincerity, اپنے گناہوں سے تائب ہو جاؤ, completely repent for all your sins. توبہ کر لو, تو ہم تمہیں معاف کر دیں گے. Allah says, you make tawbah and we will forgive you. اور صرف یہ نہیں کہ ان گناہوں پر سزا نہیں ملے گی بلکہ نامہ اعمال سے مٹھا دیے جائیں گے. Allah says, not just that we will not punish this person for the sins he committed after making tawbah, we won't punish him. Not only that, even the sin that was recorded, Allah says, we will wipe it out, we'll obliterate it from his books of deeds. As though he didn't commit any sin. گویا کہ وہ گناہ کیے ہی نہیں تھے, as though he did not commit any sin. He Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat dekhiye. The months of Allah's mercy. And as we come closer and closer and closer to Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan, the whole month is only mercies and mercies pouring down. اس لئے ایک حدیث قدسی میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, اِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ عَلَىٰ غَضَبِي. Allah says, my mercy supersedes my anger and my wrath. گناہوں سے توبہ و استغفار کرے, person should make توبہ and استغفار from sins. اور یہ قانون اس لیے بنا دیا کہ ہم اسی قانون سے فائدہ اٹھا لے اور توبہ استغفار کر لے, توبہ استغفار کی اہمیت کو سمجھے. حدیث شریف میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, انی لاستغفر اللہ کل یوم 70 مرہ, and one روایت 100 مرہ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, despite being معصوم sinless, every day at least 70 times, one divide, 100 times, Astaghfirullah. I'm seeking Allah's forgiveness. Imagine. So this is a lesson for us. This is a qanun in law to teach us, ummatis who are sinners, committing sins day and night, we should be making istighfar. For Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us this example, we should be following it. Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this hadith, he says, Allah Ta'ala says, that person who comes to me, man iqtaraba ilayya shibran, whoever comes to me a hand span, whoever comes close to me, just one hand span, person is standing here, he moves towards Allah, just one hand span distance. What a short distance. One step only. Allah says, iqtarabtu ilayhi dhara'an, I come towards him one whole hand's length. Not just one hand span. You give just this amount, Allah doubles it. وَمَنْ اِقْتَرَبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا You come a hand's length towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اِقْتَرَبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا Allah says, I come two hands length towards double. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي Allah says, whoever comes to me walking, أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً I come running to him. Allah is free from all running, etc. What it means, Allah's mercies gush forth towards the person. He's just taken one step only, one step. And Allah's mercies, as Hazrat Rahman would say, the floodgates of Allah's mercy is open. Isse Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat ka andaza laga hai. Now look at now, we should ponder, reflect over the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Goya ki farmaya, ki tum mere jitna qareeb aane ki koshish karoge, tumhe usse kai guna ziyada tumhare qareeb aa jaunga. There is, whatever little steps you take towards me, Allah says, I will take even more steps towards you. قُرْبِ خُدَاوَنِّكِ مِثَال What is an example of this proximity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This hadith mein farmaya, ke jo banda meri taraf chal kar aata hai, main uski taraf door kar aata hu. Literally, the person who comes walking to me, I come running to him, Allah ta'ala says. Is baat ko Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Hazrat Mujaddid Millat, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah farmaya, بڑی پیاری مثال کے ذریعے سمجھایا کہ فرمایا کہ اس کی مثال یوں سمجھو حضرت ثانی رحمۃ اللہ explain this حدیث that if a person comes walking towards Allah Allah comes running to him he says ایک چھوٹا بچہ ہے a little child جس کو چھلنا نہیں آتا we have heard this example many times but it's to refresh in ourselves take lesson and when you have this example in our minds when making توبہ استغفار and we want the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will then get this Himmat to beg from Allah and desire this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a little child who is unable to walk, is still learning, just passing the crawling stages, and now he is attempting to walk. Baap ye chahta hai ki main usko chalna sikhao. Any parent's desire. That the child must be able to walk. And every parent is worried. Until the child is unable to walk, he says, we're not sure is anything wrong, everything must be okay. So the father has this great desire. My child must be able to walk. So baap dur kare him. Father is standing away in the passage, far from the child. And then the child is now called, the father calls the child towards him. Beta, mere paas aao. Tell the baby, the child, come towards me. Ab agar wo bachcha dur hi khara rahega, اور ایک قدم بھی آگے نہیں بڑھائے گا تو باپ اس سے دور ہی رہے گا child is one side father is in distance away calling out to him now if the child is not going to move not going to take one step even the father will still remain in his place why the father wants the child to be able to walk so to make him walk father is not going to come forward now father will remain there and keep on calling Bacha, beta, come. But agar wo bacha ek kadam barhata, if the child takes just one step, aur chalna na janne ki wajah se, jabki wo girne lagta hai, and because the child, the first time is walking, the very first step he has taken now, he is unable to walk properly, so he is about to fall, so the father won't allow him to fall, to girne nahi deta, بلکہ باپ دور کر اس سے قریب جاتا ہے the father will come running towards him come close اور اس کو گود میں اٹھا لیتا ہے and quickly hold the child put him on his lap and save him from falling but when he did this after the child took the first step then he began to wobble and shake and before he was going to fall then the father comes running forward and grabs him حضرت ثانی رحمۃ اللہ فرماتے کہ اسی طرح جب کوئی بندہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف قدم بڑھاتا ہے اور گرنے لگتا ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے کہ ہم اس کو گرنے نہیں دیں گے exactly like that اللہ تعالیٰ says the person you have my banda has taken this one step towards me he's made توبہ استغفار he wants to become my close friend he wants that قرب so he takes the first step second step now he's beginning to shake stumbling he's falling and Allah تعالیٰ comes running forward in other words Allah's mercy envelops such a person And Allah does not want him to fall and get hurt. بلکہ آگے بڑھ کر اس کو اٹھا لیں گے. لہذا یہ اللہ کے راستے میں چلنے والوں کے لیے بشارت ہے. All those people who are treading this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are making these attempts, even though they may be feeble attempts, even though they may be weak attempts, and I always mention, these are baby steps we take towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is glad tidings for such people. There is good news for such people. You are making those feeble attempts, but you are trying, you are persevering, you are moving towards Allah. Allah comes running forward towards you. Idhar haqeeqat Allah ta'ala ki taraf se ek bahana hai. This is just an excuse Allah has created, an opportunity for us. Allah ta'ala to ye dekhna chahta hai ki ye banda meri taraf chalna cha raha hai ya nahi. Allah actually wants to see, does this servant of mine want to come towards me or not? That's the test. That's what Allah wants to see. Is he making an attempt? Does he want to come close to me or not? Ye banda apne hisse ka kaam kar raha hai ya nahi? Is this person doing his share of the work? There's two paths. We want Allah to come forward towards us. Allah is waiting for us to make those few steps towards Him. So Allah is watching. If you take those few steps towards me, you do your part of the work, your share, and I'll do the remaining. This is the meaning of this hadith. لہذا جو بات اس حدیث میں دیکھنے کی ہے, حضرت مفتی تقی صاحب سے, when you look at this hadith, analyze it properly, what we should understand and take a lesson, یہ دیکھنا چاہتا ہے کہ کون سا بندہ میری طرف بڑھتا ہے. Allah is looking from all his servants, which are those people who are coming towards me? Who are those people who are making those steps towards me? اور میری طرف آنے کی کوشش کرتا ہے. لیکن اگر کوئی بندہ کوشش ہی نہ کرے, تو اس کے لیے پھر کوئی وعدہ نہیں. Now you don't make an attempt, so you won't get any good promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't promise His mercy for you then. Allah Mufti Taqi Sahib then says, many people, چنانچہ بعض لوگ جب کسی شیخ کے ہاتھ پر بیعت کر لیتے ہیں اور اس سے اصلاحی تعلق قائم کر لیتے ہیں, وہ یوں سمجھتے ہیں کہ اب ہمیں کچھ نہیں کرنا پڑے گا بلکہ اس شیخ کے پاس ایسی غیبی طاقت ہے جس کے ذریعے وہ ہمیں اٹھا کر جنت میں پہنچا دے گا. This is such a great deception. Many murids, after taking bayat to a sheikh, they feel, now we don't have to do anything. Long as we took bayat, now our hazrat, our sheikh, he'll make us reach jannat. We don't have to do anything. You see, this is the great deception of shaitan and nafs. یاد رکھیے, یہ بہت بڑا دھوکا ہے. کوئی بھی کسی کو اٹھا کر جنت میں نہیں پہنچائے گا. Nobody can just take a person that put him into jannat. In fact, in the hadith, Rasul Sam called his own Fatima, his daughter. Oh Fatima, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. He called his aunt, Ya Safiya. Oh my aunt Safiya, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Yes, in dunya, I'm your nephew. In dunya, I'm your father. I will maintain good relationship with you. I will care for you. You require anything, dunya, I'm there. But for your akhirat, you have to make endeavors. You have to work and strive. بلکہ ہر انسان کو خود ہی چل کر جنت میں جانا ہوگا. Everybody has to strive alone and make this endeavor to go to jannat. اور جنت میں لے جانے والے اعمال خود ہی کرنے پڑیں گے. And all those amal, good deeds that will take a person to Jannat, each one of us has to do those deeds himself. And that is the ayat we quoted, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. جو لوگ ہمارے راستے میں کوشش کرتے ہیں, وَجَاهَدُوا, here refers those who make an effort in our path. They strive. Then Allah says, we will guide them many roads towards us. Allah will pave the way for us reaching Him. Allah will make it easy. اس لئے کہ یہ سمجھنا کہ کچھ کیے بغیر بیٹھے بیٹھے کام بن جائے گا, یا کسی کے ہاتھ پر ہاتھ رکھنے سے کام بن جائے گا, یا یہ سمجھنا کہ صرف تمنا اور عرضوں سے جنت مل جائے گی, یہ بہت بڑا دھوکہ ہے. Person just, if I just desire, just making, just desires of jannat will not take a person to jannat. Just sitting being lazy, not making effort, and thinking that we will reach Jannah, this doesn't take a person to Jannah. لِهَذَا تُمْ عَمَلْ كَرُوْ. We all have to perform good deeds. We have to make an effort. اپنی طلب اور کوشش شرط ہے. This is the same thing as Thani Ramat also explains, that a person has to make this effort himself. بعض لوگ اپنے شیخ سے جا کر کہتے ہیں, حضرت کوئی ایسا طریقہ بتا دیجئے جس کے ذریعے عمل ہو جایا کرے اور گناہ چھوٹ جایا کرے. حضرت تانی رحمت اللہ فرماتی ہے کہ یاد رکھیے, ایسا طریقہ کسی شیخ کے پاس نہیں ہے. اگر ایسا ہوتا تو آج دنیا میں کوئی کافر نہ ہوتا. Very easily we tell the شیخ وظیفہ, that now I will just go to Jannat and I won't do any sins. So you see, there isn't any wazifa. Yes, there are du'as a person makes to help him. He'll turn to Allah. Allah gives tawfiq of helping the person to stay away from sin. Allahumma arhamni bi tarki al-ma'asi wa la tushqini bi ma'asi. But the main thing is that the person has to make an effort himself. He cannot give in to the whims and fams, to the dictates of his nafs. He has to oppose his nafs. He has to oppose his haram desires. He has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll feel that pain. That in the cold winter month, he has to make fajr namaz. He has to go to the masjid. He has to eat namaz with jamaat. He has to leave his warm bed. There is some difficulty he will experience. But this effort he has to make. He can't be sleeping in his warm bed and just read some wazifa and discard his fajr salat or don't attend the jamaat, fajr jamaat in the masjid. No. He has to make an effort. As Tani Rama says, if it is so easy just by one wazifa a person reads and he'll get his jannah just that, then in this whole world there won't be any kafir living. It'll all be mu'min, all believers, because if we had a wazifa, we'll teach everybody this wazifa. Nabi Sallam would not have left any person but given him that wazifa. The kafir would have read this wazifa. He'll also get jannah. But Allah has not kept this system. Allah wants to see who is turning towards me. Who is taking the steps towards me. Who is striving towards me. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say. Then he explains the fact that everybody has to make some effort. He's given two examples. You see, a mu'jiza is a miracle performed by any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called mu'jiza. For example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon with his finger into two. There were occasions when Nabi Akram placed his Mubarak finger in a goblet, a cup of water, a container of water, and springs gushed forth. So there were many mu'jizas of Rasulullah that he performed. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib explains that har mu'jiza mein Nabi ke amal ka dakhal. See, he gives an example, for example, in the time of Khandaq. When the Sahaba were digging the trench, the long incident. And they were extremely hungry. There was no food whatsoever. And suddenly, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala comes to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His wife had sent him. Listen, because he went to his wife and said, I can see Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's extremely hungry. And days it went and they had no food. That is the time when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tied stones to his belly. So have you got anything at home? She says, yes. Okay, she prepares some food and she says, invite Rasulullah and tell him quietly, softly, don't say it aloud, himself, and then the three, four can come. So in other words, she prepared food for about four or five people. As the Jabiran goes, whispers to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my wife has prepared some food, so yourself and another four satis can come. Nabi sallallahu asks, what has she prepared? So he said, she has made some rotis and they've just slaughtered one goat, etc. Something basic. Nabi Akram called all the Sahaba. He made an elan. Jabir has prepared some food. All of you are invited. Hazrat Jabir running forward before Nabi Akram goes to his house. He said, listen here. You said I must call Nabi Akram. Now he brought everybody. So initially she said, oh, what you intended? Bika wa bik. In Arabic. And so I told you, just go and tell him quietly. Now what you intended? Then she asked him, did you explain to Nabi Karim what we have prepared? He said, yes. So then she said, he still called so many sahaba? He said, yes. Then she said, well, then he knows best. There's nothing for us to worry about. So Nabi Kareem came, sahaba came, and they came, he told them not to all rush and just all of them go to eat, like how we do. We all go for a dawat, we book our seats and we'll make sure we all rush. Nobody wants to get left out. He said, go in tens. So they ate in tens, batches of units of tens, and they left. The next batch came. And Nabi Kareem says, a very lengthy incident, I'm not going to go into the details, where he told him not to remove the pot from the fireplace, not to move, to take it out. And he himself, when he read some dua, he placed his saliva mubarak there, and he did not move, uncover the pot, the lid was still there, just slightly removed, and he began to dish out for the sahaba. After mentioning this whole narration, Hazrat Muftitaqi sahab says, see, if Allah wished that at Khandaq, Allah could have just sent some food from the skies to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or from the ground some food could have come. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still showed this mu'ajizah on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every mu'ajizah, who is the person, who is the zat, who is the being behind that miracle being able to come into existence, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without His permission, nothing can happen. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still makes Nabi Kareem sallallahu make some effort towards this mu'ajizah. He had to walk with the sahaba there. The Hazrat Jabir's wife had to make some roti. She had to prepare some little food. Even though it was not sufficient, and the mu'ajizah was still going to come, that it sufficed so many thousand sahaba, but they still had to make some effort from their side. Nabi Kareem, being the Nabi of Allah, he had to do something himself as well. Then came the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another similar incident, where in Tabuk there was no water, and suddenly some little water was given to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he placed his Mubarak finger inside, and then springs gush forth. So after all this, Hazrat Mufti Taqi sahab says, that we can see from this, jab mu'jizat mein ye baat hai, ki Nabi se kuch na kuch amal zarur karaya gaya, that in the mu'jiza also, miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that Nabi has to do some little part from his side as well. To dusri cheezon mein ye usool batariq aula paya jana zaruri hai, ki apni taraf se kuch na kuch amal zarur karna hai. So he explained, this shows that for us we need to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want the blessings of Allah, we want the barakat from Allah, then from our side we also have to make some effort. Ultimately, it's only Allah who provides and Allah who does. But Allah wants us to make an effort from our side. Then and only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, gives us reward from His side. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Thani Ramadrani, has given an example. He says, the moment you step on this road, jab chaloge, and you make a movement, you start moving, to rasta khulta chala jayega. And as you proceed, you'll find the road just opening and opening and opening and opening. And this is our mistake. We are scared to take this road first. And we take one step and we look front and it seems it's going to be difficult. So we take a U-turn. Or we don't proceed. He said, no, proceed. And as you proceed, you will see how the road just widens. And how Allah Ta'ala opens everything for you. He says, if a person is standing, and on either side of the road there are trees lined up. So if he looks down the road, as far as I can see, on either side there are rows of trees. It seems that towards the end of the road, the two sides where the trees are, that they are meeting at the end of the road. If a person is standing at point A, and he's looking down the road, on either side of the road there are rows of trees. It seemed as though right at the end of the road, because he's watching from so far, that these two rows of trees, they are meeting. So what does he see? He says, no, looks like there's some dead end there. So no, there's no use now me trying, making an effort, because I'm just going to go, there's the cul-de-sac, there's the dead end, I'd rather not make any attempt. He says, no, don't do that. Lekin agar wo chalna shuru کرے گا تب اس کو پتا چلے گا کہ در حقیقت راستہ بند نہیں تھا. The moment he starts walking and walking, he said, no, there's a big road and there's no dead end here. And then he sees such enjoyment in his life, such mercies in his life from Allah Ta'ala. How his problem just gets solved. That depression goes away. That pain and suffering, those problems just vanish. Again, weakness of our iman, weakness of our yaqeen. We have become lazy. We don't want to make this attempt towards reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan makes it seem that it's so difficult. This path towards Allah is going to be very, very laborious. It's very, very tiresome. It's burdensome. It's difficult. It's a very daunting task. No. When you take that first step towards Allah, Allah comes running towards you. Allah will just open and open and open, open ways. Now how are we going to experience this if we don't take those steps towards Allah? All this we are reading what mashayikh and buzurgs have experienced. They're telling us from their experiences. Nabi Kareem Sam is pleading to us. Allah has mentioned in the hadith of Qudsi, come towards me. Come walking towards me, I'll come running towards you. What else do we want? Make that himmat. And then he explains that a person says in these times it's so difficult, we've got TV, and we've got social media, and we've got VCR, and we've got videos, and we've got all this internet, and it's so difficult to live a life without bribery and corruption. And we just give up from, without even making an attempt to live a pure, clean life of obedience, of itaat, we're just giving up before we can even commence this road. Try this road towards Allah. It's a life of serenity, peace, enjoyment, contentment. It's a life which brings purity in our heart. And then he explained what you mentioned last week, that from the morning, whatever we do till the evening, when we go to bed, then just take stock of our events of the day. Have I done this right? Have I done it incorrectly? What wrongs have I done? I spoke lies today. I cheated. I deceived somebody. So then we take stock taking. And after stock taking, what do we do? We make amends. We make tawbah, istighfar. If we have usurped somebody's rights, we have to go to the person and give him back his rights. It's not just taking stock taking and look at our balance sheet or stock taking sheet and then we just look at it or we just moan and groan and we just express some sadness and remorse. No, that's not sufficient. Now we have to make amends. So we have to take the courage. And the bottom line to refrain from all sins is himmat and courage. We have to have the courage to refrain from all sins. And Hazrat has mentioned, do kaam hamesha yaad rakho. Ek ye ki apni taraf se qadam barhana, we have to take the first step. And wo it dusri ye ki Allah ta'ala se takmeel ki dua karna. Oh Allah, I am weak. I need your assistance. So you're going to make dua. You're taking the dawa, the medication, and with it, dua. Ya Allah, you help me. I've come on your path. I want to reach you. Ya Allah, I cannot do it on my own. Ya Allah, I'm too weak. I will fall. I will lose hope. Ya Allah, don't make me lose hope. Ya Allah, I want to come close to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make and open the doors. He gives a beautiful example of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, who when Zulaikha was chasing him, she tried to seduce him and he's running away from her. And he had seen with his own eyes that each time they moved from one room, she locked that room. There was a lock on each door and she had the keys only. And she locked all those doors until he came to the last room. So he knew all the other chambers were locked. It was not open. He had no keys for it. Despite all that, he still runs towards the door as though it was open. So this is the effort we have to make. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ka darwazi ki taraf bhagna. Hazrat Thani Ramadhan Mufti Taqi sahab all say that we should do. It seems that everything is closed for us. And it's so difficult, the environment we're living in. I'm working day and night and so many women around me. So difficult. People complaining. And I've got this problem and that problem and this. It's so hard. But we make that attempt to move towards Allah and the doors will open. And Allah showed it that each door just unlocked. Each door unlocked. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was safe from Zulaikha. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat. And the khulasa, the gist of what we have said today, is that we should have that himmat and the courage, take the dua, make dua to Allah ta'ala, and also take the dawa, that is, we have to move, take the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do our share of what Allah ta'ala has asked us to do, and Allah promises to do his part of it. And then finally he says, aaj ko guzishta kal se acha banao, yeh teh kar lo, ki aaj main kal ke muqabile mein zyada behtar amal karunga. اور آج میں گناہوں سے زیادہ بچنے کی کوشش کروں گا. حدیث شریف میں جناب رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, جس کا آج اور کل برابر ہوگا وہ شخص بڑے خسارے میں ہے, اس لیے کہ اس نے کوئی ترقی نہیں کی. In other words, yesterday we did so much of sins, now today we must not commit so much of sins. Our today should be better than yesterday. If today's life of deeds and our actions was just like yesterday's, then we were losers. We didn't improve. We didn't make any progress. And we need to make this progress in our life. If we want to reach Allah, we've taken the steps, now advance. Each day should be better than the previous day. So if we make up our minds that tomorrow morning, inshallah, when tomorrow comes, we must better the action that we did today, and then we will see. Allahumma ja'al yawmana khayra min amsina. وَغَدَانَا خَيْرًا مِنْ يَوْمِنَا. So Allah Ta'ala make it possible that each day we better ourselves and we progress and we advance spiritually and we reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Tawbah, istighfar, take the first step, take those baby steps towards Allah, and Allah's mercies come gushing forth towards us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله بحمده, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, استغفرك واتوب إليك.